Good afternoon, everyone. Early this month, my wife and I, Barb and I, we took a trip. We went down to Phoenix, Arizona. We were gone for a couple weeks, and we had a wonderful trip. You know, it's nice to get away, and it's nice to come home, because we traveled through six states, and I drove 3,212 miles, so it's nice to come home again. In our absence of returned home, there was a rather large stack of mail, and I was going through it to sort it out. One letter came to my attention, and I opened that one first, and it was this letter. If you read the blue, it says summons. It says here, quote, "You are hereby notified that you have been randomly selected to serve as a juror for the courts of Snohomish County." Now, my human instinct was to take this letter and throw it in the trash. I mean, the courts did not send this certified mail, so how did they know if I got it or not? You know, and all I could say was that, you know, I never received it. But I couldn't do that either, because I'd be violating one of God's commandments, "Thou shalt not lie." So today, let's take a look at, should Christians serve on jury duty? In doing so, we'll look at scriptures and principles from a biblical perspective on the subject of jury duty. A while ago, a friend of mine here in this congregation pointed out to me that the present court system is mainly concerned with the letter of the law. Now, we are here today because we worship God. But what does God look at? Well, God looks upon the heart, and He is concerned with the spirit and the intent of the law. For the most part, the courts and man's laws do not take account of other spiritual factors as God does. Now, Jesus pointed out in Matthew 6 and verses 14 through 15, that Christians must be willing to forgive others. Now, Jesus said in Matthew 6, 14, this, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses." Also, what about other spiritual factors like true repentance of a sinner? It is possible that the secular law or instructions that the jurors are given would conflict with biblical principles. Now, the Apostle Paul makes a rather interesting statement about those who are in the church and takes another member of the church to court. In fact, let's turn there to 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 1. And we'll read this. "Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints?" Now let's drop down to verse 6. And we'll begin reading here. "But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, it is already at utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated?" So we see here that Paul is saying that we should be willing to suffer wrong or to be defrauded rather than take a brother to court. Brethren, we must be cautious when judgment is needed or required. Now, Jesus said in John 7:24, "Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment." In fact, we can see that on one occasion, Jesus refused to judge any matter. In Luke 12, in verses 13 through 14, we'll read this. Then one of them came from the crowd, said to him, we're talking about Jesus now, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he, we're talking about Jesus now, said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or an arbitrator over you?" Brethren, one of our purposes here on earth is to be a disciple of Jesus Christ, as pointed out in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Peter points out in 1 Peter 2:11 that we are sojourners and pilgrims on this earth. And what we wait for is the establishment of the kingdom of God when Jesus Christ comes again. Now God instructs us in 2 Corinthians 6:17, "Come out among them and be separate, says the Lord." Now from this we see that as much as possible, we must limit our affairs with the world, and as much as possible, limit our involvement with the government machinery. As a juror, we become part of that governmental machinery for the judicial determination in a lawsuit. And as we read earlier in 1 Corinthians 6, we're cautioned not to judge those inside or those outside the church. If an individual objects to jury duty based on the Bible is sincere, and that their service on the jury would also violate other principles of the church, and we can find that, for example, in Romans 14:23 that says, "Whatsoever is not of faith is sin." Now, on March 11, 1999, the Council of Elders approved a statement of belief for jury duty. I'd like to read the conclusion of that letter in entirety because they said it far better than I could. And I quote, "The United Church of God and International Association supports its members in the exercise of their faith on sincerely held religious convictions which the church believes are consistent with Scripture. When a member seeks exemption from jury duty pursuant to their personal beliefs and convictions based upon the Bible, it is the church's position that such action is in keeping with the Scriptures. The United Church of God does not condemn any member who may, in good conscience, believe that he or she can, as a Christian, serve as a juror in a particular case. What one does must be governed by his or her own convictions based on the Bible, not the beliefs or conduct of others. In any event, it is appropriate to ask that a member's convictions in this regard be respected." Now, what I just read basically says that it is that the individual must make his or her own decision to serve on a jury. Now, 2 days from now, on Monday, August 30th, I have been summoned to appear as a juror for the courts of Snohomish County. On that day, most likely I will appear to the judge and I will seek exemption on jury duty based on my religious convictions that comes from the Bible and my strong belief in those various scriptures I have read earlier. The Bible is based on two great principles. The first is that we shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your mind. The second principle is to love your neighbor as yourself. All questions about relationships with others fall into these two categories, these two principles. They reflect our attitudes and actions towards God and others. Now, discernment comes from understanding how to wisely apply these principles that God has given us. In doing so, we gain wisdom and learn to apply biblical principles wisely. So if in the future you receive a summons for jury duty, much like this one, remember, it is your decision. May you choose wisely in your case.